This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It is another Tuesday, which means another edition of Creative Impact. It's a weekly series in which we focused on the impact of the arts and the creative sector on our lives and our community. My co-host and content partner for this segment is Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Welcome back. Always a pleasure.
It's always a good day when we're in the studio together, David. Hey, I've been trying to schedule this Creative Impact show for a long time. Our guests, Susan Gazinski and Greg Mazur, who are married, have spent 30 years working in the theater.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, Susan's a company manager and Greg is a lighting technician and electrician.
What was the difficulty in getting them on board?
Well, even though they live here in Ann Arbor, they are more often out of town on extended national or international tours. So they're home in between gigs, so quick, let's get them on the air so we can have a chat.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Susan and Greg. We're very pleased to have you.
Thank you, David. It's a privilege to be here. We're really happy.
And I'm glad to be here as well.
You know, just based on the description that Deb just provided, it seems as though, you know, for most of us, it would be an unusual lifestyle to live as you do. Can't wait to find out more about it. But first, I want to learn a little bit about how your jobs work. Susan, what do you do as a theater company manager?
It's a lot of the boring nuts and bolts stuff, honestly. We do, myself and my assistant, and it's usually a two-person team, we do the point A to point B logistics, and that's travel and housing. Also, all of the financials on the road, which includes payroll, benefits, and reconciliation of expenses against box office revenue, and ultimate settlement in each market at each venue.
Well, that's a pretty intense job, but you described it as boring, but you've been doing it for 30 years.
Well,
I
would like to say it's perhaps one of the less glamorous jobs on the road, but it is very important, and honestly, it's afforded me the opportunity to travel, which is the best education ever. Greg and I have been lucky to go to a lot of places we may not have been able to go otherwise. So we're very lucky in that respect.
And Greg, lighting technician and electrician, I'm going to guess that that's not nearly as straightforward as it sounds.
No. It's, in a word, no. When we're out on tours, it's a matter of getting all the equipment off the truck into the venue and adjusting the lights to keep the design as best you can under all the different circumstances that we go through.
Lighting is really a part of the choreography. You change that and you change the element of what you see on the stage. So it really is crucial to the success of any performance you're putting forth.
I think so. A lot of people say that they don't go out humming the lights during a musical.
But if they're wrong, well, they're
wrong.
But if you can't see them, it's...
Yeah, that's pretty important. That's pretty important. So you guys went to school here together at U of M, but who ran away with the theater first?
I ran away first in 1981, right after I became a member of Local 395.
Which is the union here.
Stagehands Union. Yeah. In Ann Arbor, and it was a show called One More Time.
And Susan, did you quickly follow?
I actually went to New York first and got my feet wet in Manhattan working for a nonprofit dance company at the time. Joffrey Ballet maintained its headquarters in New York at that time. It was before they moved to Chicago. So that was where I kind of cut my teeth.
And I think the first tour the two of us did together was...
Beehive
musical.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my hair is going right up
right there now.
Yeah, exactly. People's schedule, travels, and things I'm not even thinking about. You must have had to adapt and quickly learn so many things. What kind of survival skills did you have to learn, Greg?
Be flexible, know where the coffee is. And what made it real easy is Susan and I touring together. I think maybe less than two or three times we've been out on the road without the other one. Having the support staff at the end. We don't work side by side during the day, but at the end of the day, it's great to have your partner.
Some would say that all of that travel together and working on the same performance might be difficult and might be less than optimal for a relationship. So you've managed to not only make this work, but make it an important part of how you live together, right?
Correct. And I take the opposite view. I think that having your partner on the road is such a great support, and really, really helpful. We've been, as Greg said, in those situations a handful of times where one has been on the road and the other has not. And that, to me, is more difficult because you're always worrying, wondering, and it's just hard to be apart. And as Greg said, we may not see each other for, 10 hours.
So it's just like coming home from the office.
Exactly.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guests today are Susan Kuczynski and Greg Mazur, theater production professionals who have seen the world over the last 30 years as members of the National Theater Touring Companies.
What does a week look like for a touring company, Susan? How much time does everyone spend together?
A lot, because you often are housed in the same hotel. You travel together on the same flight or bus, depending on the distance, and then you see each other at night. If you're lucky, you'll have one day off a week or every couple of weeks. Greg, unfortunately, didn't have many days off because the crew often was working on our Monday, which is usually a dark day. But you do spend a lot of time together. So for better or worse, you do become a family on the road. And it's interesting, the bond that you can form with people.
What is your favorite part of doing these road tours?
I think it is the travel, David. We've been lucky enough to go and visit various cities in Europe. We played Singapore. We were in Tokyo with a show. We got to produce and tech and open a show in China. We've also been to Sydney and to Auckland, and those are pretty far. Some of those places are fairly far flung, and I don't know that we would have done that necessarily on our own, but we had this opportunity.
Greg, of all the shows that you two have worked on, can you name a single favorite?
It's really tough. The tour we did, Mrs. Klein with Uta Hagen, was a highlight. Doing the Deaf Poetry tour was a highlight, where the tour ended in Auckland. And they said, when do you want your return ticket? We said, can you book that for 10 days later?
So you can tour some more.
So
beautiful.
That's how we did that.
So what about Star Factors? I mean, you mentioned Uta, but is there some of that that goes along with it?
Yeah, we did a tour of Steve Martin's Picasso de la Panagile,
which was
one of our favorite tours too, because I think
you laughed all the time.
You laughed a lot, but there were six adult couples,
mm-hmm.
and there were no kids. I want to go back to
peaceful tours. You
yeah,
did, right?
I mean, I want to say it's Susan saying how she loves the travel, but her busiest day is the travel day. So I've seen her often on those days where she's, who's not at the airport? Whose door do I have to bang on in the hotel room to get downstairs?
Right. Hurting the cats.
Yeah.
I've got really so many more questions, but our time's wrapping up. So let me ask you each this one. When a show closes and you have to say goodbye to the members of the companies, what's that like for you all? Greg?
It gets very emotional, and often for me, because it's the end of the tour and we're trying to load out. But the one thing I can say about whenever I meet anybody we've ever toured with, and, when I meet them again, it's like we just fall right back and it's like nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing about the touring families that we've created.
And Susan, how about you?
Well, the one good thing is that we're still connected with a lot of folks via social media. So you do stay in touch and people do let you know what they're up to and what they're doing. The last tour that we did, we have a number of alumni who are doing the West Side Story film, the Spielberg film, and a number of folks who are doing the In the Heights film with Lin-Manuel Miranda. So
and
it's cool.
And a couple people are in Moulin Rouge.
Exactly.
So you guys are getting some of the back, behind-the-scenes details before it ever comes out, aren't you?
Exactly.
Well, thank you both so much for time today. I appreciate you sharing your story. It's been fascinating.
Thank you,
David.
Yeah,
thanks.
Now we're a little sad to say goodbye to you.
Exactly.
On our
right.
Show.
Bye.
That is Susan Kuczynski and Greg Mazur, theater production professionals who have seen the world over the last 30 years as members of National Theater Touring Companies. And Deb Pollack, we'll see you in studios again next week.
I'll be here for another creative conversation.
That is Deb Pollack, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.